Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Al Olson with the Washington Lions Club about the Lions Club's year in review.
We have been in Washington since 1972 when we chartered, and that makes last year our 50th year anniversary, which we didn't get around to celebrating because we were doing other things. We hope to do that early summer and have some kind of a dinner where we can celebrate our time and invite some of the community members to come and be with us also.
I've been having other organizations come on to talk about their year in review. So if you want to go over the items that you were able to accomplish this last year, that would be great.
We have several things that we do every year. Our biggest one is a program called KidSight. KidSight is a program that the Lions of Iowa do in cooperation with the University of Iowa. And essentially, we go out to schools, daycares, any place we can find young children and children in the up to age six. And we have a $10,000 camera that we take out, and we take a photograph of the child's eyes, and we send that to the university then, and they look at it and are able to tell from looking at a digital photograph of a child's eyes whether that child needs to go see an optometrist. Basically, we send those children's parent a letter and suggest that they take their child to an optometrist, and we send those letters to about 6% of the children that we screen. And in each case, those are children who parents had no idea that they needed to see an eye doctor. So we feel like we're really doing a nice public service when we do this. There is no charge for us to do this. We collect used eyeglasses, and we have several places set up around the community that collect glasses, and then we pick them up from time to time. If anyone has eyeglasses that they would like to donate, and also, by the way, we accept used hearing aids. And there is a mailbox over in the public library in between the two sets of front doors there, and people can drop those things off there. With the used eyeglasses, those go to a place where we clean them and where we check the prescription. And then generally those go with students or sometimes with other individuals who will go out to third world countries and take those eyeglasses with them. And it's quite a project. I know locally Tim at Access Vision has been on one of those trips. Talk about how people will line up for a long time and come for miles whenever they have this. And a lot of these people in third world countries have not had glasses before, and so the world has been blurry for them. And so we're able to get glasses to them that are a pretty close match for their prescription. And some of them are just greatly amazed what the world really looks like. I want to talk about fundraisers for just a little bit. We always do a pancake supper on election night. That's a nice fundraiser for us. And then the other thing, big thing that we do for fundraising is we do a concession stand at Flyball in Amana. That's our primary fundraiser, that and the popcorn sales in the park that we do in the summertime at the same price that we have done for the last 15 years, and that is 50 cents for a lemonade and 50 cents for a bag of popcorn. So we don't make a lot of money, but it's kind of fun to do, and we kind of consider it to be a service for the community. We are on a $2,500 pledge for the Y, and we've just completed the first $2,500 pledge, and we have now made a second pledge matching that. And as a result of that pledge, we have our meetings at the Y. Our meetings are second Tuesday and fourth Tuesday of every month. We meet at 7 o'clock in the evening, and we can always use more people. And so if someone would like to just show up at the Y on those times, why, it would be great. So those are the major things that we do throughout the community. And we always say that the Lions Club is probably one of the best kept secrets in the city, because we don't do a lot to publicize the things that we do.
Still nice things to maybe let the people know.
Yes. Yeah, this is why I appreciate the opportunity to come and let people know some of the things that we do.
Of course. And if somebody were interested in joining the Lions Club, how would somebody go about doing that?
They could come to one of those Tuesday meetings. The other thing is they could get hold of me. I have an email, aolson@iowatelecom.net, and that would certainly be one place to go. Or you could call my phone, which is 461-0404. There are a few other people that are members. We have about 25 of them.
Thank you so much for meeting with me, unless there's something else you want to talk about with the Lions Club?
No, I've pretty well exhausted the things that I wanted to hit, and as I said, I thank you very much.
That was Al Olson joining on today's Housie & House Washington page to talk about the Washington Lion Club's Year in Review. Housie & House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.